Hello, everyone. Welcome to Development Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. And with me today is June Liu and Seth Geis. How you guys doing?
What's up?
So today we are talking about the Casa Cuevas Habano Clásico Prensado. It's, I guess, Toro-ish, 6-inch by 48 ring gauge. Comes out of the Tabacalera Las Lavas factory in the Dominican Republic. Wrapper's Ecuadorian Habano, binder's from Nicaragua, filler is from the Dominican Republic and Nicaragua. Price point is $8.20, and the cigar was released in August of 2018. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your smoking experience like?
Smoking experience-wise, I had a couple of really good beginning thirds, two-thirds, and the last not as good. So, what it started off the cigar, first third, I got some nice sharp minerals, barnyard roasted chestnuts, just like regular, natural cigar tobacco flavor. I know that sounds super generic, but it tastes like a cigar. retro hail, got more spice to it, more black pepper, just really nice toastiness that I got out of it, which I liked. Finish, very earthy. Dirt, gravel, underlying black pepper spice. Strength of body was medium within that first third, but the strength kind of crept up to a medium full by the time, somewhere in that middle of that cigar. In terms of the remaining of the cigar, second third, it's pretty much the same as that first third. There's just less of the spice and minerals. So it's more like nutty, more of that chestnut that I got, more of that dry barnyard. Last third, I felt like the profile started falling apart. I picked up like a charred cedar to it. And unfortunately, within that charred cedar note, everything just had that note throughout the whole cigar. So it wasn't as enjoyable. For burning draw, I rated the burn to be average. So not the best. I just had to do so many touch-ups. And then the cigar kept tunneling on me. It's too bad because, I felt like that wrapper has such a really nice, boldness and spice and mineral components to it that I don't think I was able to fully appreciate throughout the whole cigar. In terms of draw, I thought it was perfect.
How about you, Seth? What was your smoking experience like? You got to unmute yourself.
I thought I was muted too. I was like, yes, I remembered to do it. Classic. First third started out with a nice cherry profile. I was getting some nutty qualities as well. I was getting more Brazil nuts, some hazelnuts, with that was some sweet earth. And the finish had a nice spice and mineral quality to it. Smoking around a medium level in terms of body and strength. Second third, I found the spice level just to be on the rise a little bit. And there was a little bit more peppery traits on this retrohale, core flavors of cherry, earth, nuts. I was getting that, natural tobacco quality, which June was talking about. Not overly complex, still smoking with this solid medium in terms of strength and body. Final third, that cherry sweetness seemed to disappear along with the hazelnut and Brazil nut qualities. And it was just really just kind of remaining at sweet earth, mineral flavors, some pepper and spice on the retrohale. Strength and body kind of remained at that medium level. In terms of burn, I gave it around an average. It had its ups and its downs. Sometimes it smoked well. Sometimes I had some problems. Had to touch it up. Wavy, uneven. Draw, it was a little loose to my liking, but overall it really wasn't much of a problem. What about you, Aaron?
Yeah, for me, it started with toasted cedar, a little bit of mild black pepper. After a few draws, that black pepper kind of got replaced by a subtle cinnamon. About a half inch in, a little bit of meatiness and mustiness kind of joins in with that toasted cedar. Subtle cinnamon kind of transitions back to a faint black pepper. Further in, toasted cedar transitions to oak. Black pepper is a little bit more pronounced. Retrohale is pretty similar, just has a little bit more black pepper to it. As the third's wrapping up, pepper meatiness eased up. Oak's up front, mustiness right behind it, strength slightly below medium. And getting in the second third, black pepper increases a little bit more. Still a little bit of meatiness in the background. About an inch in, oak gains some char. Mustiness is right behind it. Meatiness and black pepper really faint in the background at that point. Retrohale is a little slightly spicy cedar and mustiness there. And as the second third's wrapping up, charred oak remains up front. Still a little bit of black pepper in the background. Meatiness has left the profile. Strength bumps up to medium. And then the final third, still charred oak and muskiness up front. Has a really long finish of the black pepper in the background. A little further in, it starts to warm up. It brings a little bit of mintiness to the profile. About an inch in, still slightly charred oak, mustiness, a little mintiness, black pepper. Retro Hill showing a little bit more black pepper than the mouth draws. And that's kind of how it wraps up. Strength stays at the medium mark. I also had issues with the burn. It was slightly wavy. Had a hard time staying lit. Required a few relights. Ash was a bit flaky as well. Ash held on about 1-inch increments. In regards to the draw, I thought it was perfect, though. Right amount of resistance that I prefer, so no issues with that whatsoever. So overall, June, what were your thoughts on this one?
I said overall it was good. You know, this is my first introduction to this brand. You know, so coming in completely cold and not really understanding much about the brand at all. And here's how I like smoking experience, which is what matters most. So, you know, I like the overall profile. Thought it was pretty good Ecuador Habano wrap cigar. I was a little bummed that, you know, because of the burn inconsistencies, that I wasn't able to entirely taste for what it, I feel like could, what should have been, which I feel like could have been better because of the burn issue. So that was a letdown. But, you know, good way to start for this brand. You know, this thing's been on my radar for so long just because I hear freaking Bear talk about it in his whatever take 5 millions that he does. And then I also know about Ulysses, Texas, in which nobody probably gives a fuck about other than like the people that live there.
Jeez, man. Vicious.
I'm sorry. I haven't had lunch yet. I'm sorry, Bear. I love you. What about you, Seth?
I mean, it wasn't a bad cigar, but by no means was it a good cigar, like a really good cigar. I just think it lacked a lot of qualities that really made it a great cigar. You know, it's funny, June, it's actually, I was reviewing this and I was like, hasn't Bear gone crazy on these damn sticks? And I just felt that it just lacked a lot of complexity and just depth to it. You know, it smoked, I mean, there was some flavor profiles that I liked, but they kind of diminished and they kind of just, as the cigar progressed and went away. I think it would have smoked better in a larger ring gaze, actually, to be honest with you. I think if they went to like a 50, 52, it would have helped the blend out even more. So, I mean, it was all right. It wasn't a great stick, though. What about you, Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, this is my first experience with the Casa Cuevas as well. So it was interesting. I thought it was a pretty good experience to start out with. You know, the various woods, the meatiness, the mustiness, the pepper. It had some nice combinations to it. I'd like to see, you know, what a better burn could provide to the overall experience of the cigar. But, you know, I'd have no problem smoking the cigar again. I look forward to smoking some of the other lines just to kind of see what they're like. So, I mean, if you haven't smoked anything from the brand, I don't think this would be a bad introduction to it. It'd be, you know, a good start and just kind of seeing how they progress when you get to try some of the different lines. And like you said, Seth, maybe Gina trying a different Vitola, seeing what, you know, if that has any effect on the flavor profile. But I thought it was pretty good. Getting into the scores, start at the top. June, you gave it a 6.52. I was right behind you with a 6.42, and Seth, you gave it a 5.85. So 6.52, June.
You know, that's respectable score. You know, first two-third, I said flavor profile was good. Last third, average. Not so great burn. Perfect draw. So, you know, mid-sixes is, you know, it's a good score. I mean, I'd smoke it again.
Yeah, and I agree with you since I'm right behind you in score. I mean, I thought the flavor profile was a little bit above average. The burn was definitely a drawback to the cigar. But overall, I still thought it was good. So, that score is something that I would smoke again. You know, I'm not going to be, you know, beat down the doors for a box of them to smoke all the time. But, you know, it's something I'd have no problem smoking again if I had came across it. All right, Seth, 5.85.
Yeah, I wouldn't smoke it again. It just lagged a lot. I don't know. I mean, it's my first, you know, entrance to them. So who knows? I mean, maybe the ones stolen from the warehouse were better. So
we'll see. Yeah, I mean, we got these.
Sorry, we got these before the
robbery, so I don't want anybody to think that we came across these secondhand or anything like that. So.
Yeah, I mean, I do want to smoke the other blends. I think what is there, a Mexican San Andreas and then a Connecticut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have all of those?
We do.
We do indeed.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice. So
it'll be a good try out the different lines, see how they stack up. All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.